That's what you said.
I did.
You need this tonight, right? It ain't.
I thought it was.
I've added to the. You open the one up off the.
Bavaria?
Bavaria, right?
The money transfer?
Yeah.
And that's why I see you added.
WJ budget.
That was on there.
No, it's not on the original one.
You added it.
Oh. Oh, I did put that in there.
Most of it's not the original.
Well, I looked at Board Plus and I saw that it was the topic.
Right.
Did you talk to Amanda about the grant writer position?
No, I haven't yet. I'm going to email her. I just haven't been in the mood to sit down and write an email that's going to take me half an hour to 45 minutes. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You think it would be better with a phone call, or? I'll email a bunch of questions. I'll say if it's easier for a phone call, let me know. I can give you a call.
Yeah. Polly?
Hi. Who's that?
Chuck, we're the only ones here thus far.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw that email that you said the Bank of America flagged a check.
Yeah, I called them tonight. The reason they did it is because it was a large payment to an individual rather than to a corporation. And
gotcha.
So they flagged it thinking, you know, it was possibly a fraudulent check. And they held it up.
Richard Tennyson.
But it has been released.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious how that happened.
Yeah, it's because it was to an individual rather than to a company. And because it was for such a large amount.
What was the balance on it?
The dollar amount of the check?
Yeah, just round about.
$6,500.
John Satriano. Hello.
Hello, John.
Hey, Chuck.
Oh, Richard.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, John. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Richard.
Hi.
Hey, Allie.
Hi.
If we're going to vote on this tonight, anything tonight, I don't know that we're going to have a quorum.
Well, who said they're not coming? Kim and Kent?
Kim, Kent would be late, and we'll see if Kevin.
Kevin, yeah, right.
But we need five. We don't have any motions right now anyway, but if we want to vote on getting money to come over, we could certainly do that at some point later this week, just via the forum.
Right.
Started.
Okay, good. I could do with a really short meeting tonight. Spoken to Anthony lately, Chuck?
I have not.
Not heard much out of Anthony at all lately, actually.
I spoke to him over the weekend. But, I don't know if he was planning on coming tonight or not.
No? John, do you know if he's away? If he's out of town for anything?
Yeah, he wasn't this weekend. Over the weekend, he was home.
More minutes, and then we'll get started. After we'll do the rest of this, form or whatever else we need to do.
Yeah, I guess there's not much.
Isn't. There's a couple of things to sort of just go over, but it's...
Anthony?
Hey, Anthony.
Hi. Am I late, John?
What am I, the timekeeper of the IJA? What do I?
I just know you're an angry individual.
Hey, you'll have to go back and listen to the recording before you come in, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ranting.
Let's get started. I'll call the meeting to order at 8:07. We'll call Chuck Hawley here, Anthony Shave
here,
John Satriano
here,
Richard Kennison
here,
Holly Greeley
here,
Al Hawley
here. I'm here.
Absent are Kim Laird, Ben Ferris, Evan Axtell. So if we want, right now we don't have a quorum, so if we need to vote on anything, it's going to have to be done later. So we don't have any motions. First thing is the approval of agenda. There's a couple things I want to add on to Varia in the agenda, the World Juggling Day budget, and also talk about the money transfer from the Life Member Fund. So other than that, it stays the same. So I move to approve the agenda. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
I guess I don't really know if we can really vote on this, can we?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I would imagine that, no, we can probably vote on procedural issues without a quorum.
Okay. Anybody opposed? All right. Anybody abstain? I'll put off the approval of the minutes until next meeting, just in case.
Okay.
All right, reports. Holly, you want to go first?
Sure. I think rather than report on the financials that I sent out, I'll talk about sort of where we are right now. I downloaded transactions from PayPal today to get a better sense of where we're at with festival registration as well as memberships. And fest registration has caught up a little bit over the last few days to last year, so we're in about the same position with fest revenues as we were at this time last year. So that's sort of good news, although, you know, last year we didn't really make much money on the fest, so it's not good enough news. And membership revenue as of today is down still about 20% compared to last year. And we, as of today, have about $23,000 in operating cash available. And that's sort of, those are the highlights.
And you read the email from Mike, correct?
Yes.
About, do you feel we should transfer money from, you know, the last thing we wanted to start doing is bouncing checks, and my view is that if we have to transfer money, we have a safety cushion, we should have that. Your opinion, advice on if
you should? I can tell you that I won't bounce checks. I won't write them if there's no money there to cover them. The problem is that as funds get tight, and particularly with fest cash coming into one account and checks being paid out of another, there's a delay between getting the money in and sending the money out. So if we don't transfer money now, there's a pretty good likelihood that things are just going to get paid a little slower than normal. On the other hand, if fest registration picks up, we may not need that money. We may have enough money to cover bills, depending on the timing of things. $23,000 isn't a whole heck of a lot in our operating account. That's a fraction of what we had at this time last year. So I think probably authorizing the transfer of those funds would be a good thing, and I understand that can't be done now.
Right.
And then, you know, we can reassess in a few weeks and see how fresh registration is going, and the board can decide then if it wants to actually make the transfer.
And if we authorize, what do you feel we should authorize up to?
You know, it's so dependent on fest registration. I would say, you know, if you authorize up to $25,000, then you probably won't have to revisit it. If you authorize less than that and then fest registration doesn't pick up, you may end up having to sort of go back and do it again next month or the month after, you know.
Do we necessarily need to specify an amount? We can't just leave it up to you?
I have no idea whether the bylaws say anything about that. I don't know.
I mean, we could give her open rein, but the idea is that 25, we put a cap on it. We may only need to take 10 out, but if we put a cap on it, it adds a little bit of control.
I guess it also the cap serves to, if it goes past that, then there's a reason to talk again.
That's another good point. Yeah. So, you know, we need to sort of talk about it and figure out what our cap is, but I just wanted to get Holly's input as well. So.
All right.
The other thing is that I don't think technically I can even make the transfer because it has to come out of one of the Vanguard funds, which I don't believe I have signature on, so Kim's going to have to make the transfer anyway.
Ah, okay.
But regardless, it doesn't allow one person, whoever that is, to go and
right.
do that. But,
right.
yeah, that's thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a note of that.
I got to agree with Mike. I don't think it's likely to be much of an issue. I guess there's no harm in making a motion to, you know, to have authorization there just in case.
Yeah.
But,
well, I mean, it's already a little bit of...
The way our legislation works is that, you know, on whatever the date is in April that our early bird registration ends is, you know, the week before that date is when 75% of our registration income comes in. Now, I realize there's probably a delay in actually collecting it. So we have to collect it from the insurance companies, I mean, the credit card companies and PayPal and whatnot. But, you know, my feeling is we're probably not going to get into a crush. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Allie?
I mean, we're already running into the problem, as you have already experienced with the payment to Ivan. I couldn't pay that because we didn't have money in the Bank of America account to cover the check. And so, as you'll recall, my first email to you said I need 4 or 5 days' notice on these debit card transactions because otherwise checks are going to bounce. And so I had to transfer money from PayPal and wait 4 or 5 days for it to get there in order to cover that check. Now, the second problem is a different problem with Ivan's check, but so we're already running into it. you know, it's not like this is a problem that is not ever going to happen. It's already happening.
Well, now you're confusing me. If we have $23,000 in operating expenses, why should we have a problem writing checks?
Because the money, all of the money comes into the PayPal account, and I don't write checks out of the PayPal account. It's not a checking account. So then as money comes in, I have to keep transferring it to Bank of America, and there's a delay in that process. That takes 4 or 5 days. So if there are expenditures, and this is what happened a few weeks ago, if there are expenditures that I don't know about ahead of time, and it happened that both you and Mike charged things to your debit cards at the same time, then all of a sudden the balance in the Bank of America account goes way down, and I have to transfer money from PayPal, and that takes time.
But so, wouldn't it be, at this point, wouldn't it be prudent to, you know, transfer the rest of that $23,000 to...
I have transferred everything we have. Well, I've left $400 in the PayPal account today. But I've transferred everything we have from PayPal, and I keep doing that as money comes in. You know, now that we're running low. So PayPal is down to nearly nothing. Bank of America now has $15,000 in it. And one of the Vanguard accounts, which is it's a general account, so it's a general fund account, but not a checking account, has about $8,000, but that has a minimum balance requirement, and I have to find out what that is. I think it's $1,500 that we have to leave there. So that means we've got about $7,000 available from Vanguard that Kim could transfer.
Okay, but at this point, we have about $15,000 that we can write checks against.
Bank of America, because I just transferred the rest of the PayPal money.
Okay.
But remember, we've got, you know, $5,000 a month or thereabouts in fixed expenses, you know, just monthly magazine, archive storage, and professional fees. So that takes care of that $15,000 pretty quickly.
Does anyone have their magazine around that can tell what the registration date is for?
April 30th was the...
Ooh.
Deadline for the first.
yeah, and then it is. It's going to take a month or so to collect all that register, all that income from that final week in April.
Well, some of it, although so much of the income comes through PayPal, that's pretty quick. It's a couple days to transfer it to Bank of America, but.
I'd say that's going to be the big issue then. Everything's going to hang on how quickly we can get funds moving as soon as people spend them, because most of our fest income is going to come in that last week of April.
Mm-hmm. And Mike is saying he doesn't have any other big expenditures due until the convention center deposit is due in June. And I'm not sure if you have any other big debit card expenses coming up, but.
No.
Okay, so...
Mike's expenses include all of Dan's expenses?
I don't know. I mean, most of the travel is paid for already. There's still a little bit of travel to be paid for, but I don't know what else Dan's got that needs to be paid.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I believe you're correct, Chuck, that those... Mike is paying those travel expenses with the debit card.
I'm just wondering if there's any other expenses out there that we're not that are going to pop up from the fest that aren't coming from you or Mike.
Right.
Well, from what Mike's email said, it didn't look like there was a lot except for the deposit due to the convention center, which is not.
Well, like you said. As Chuck points out, there's the travel that Dan is generating. That's going to go on Mike's debit card.
Well, Mike has already charged $5,000 worth of travel to the debit card. I don't know how much more is still coming, but...
Yeah, there could be as much as another $3,000. Probably no more than that.
Okay. Well, you know, if you want to wait until the next conference call and... make the decision based on how fest registration is going at that point, can do that. And in the meantime, Kim can transfer money from the Vanguard account into Bank of America.
I don't have a problem authorizing So it's not like we're authorizing you're going to spend a different amount of money or anybody's going to spend a different amount of money because of it. So
right.
If it's a matter of it shifting because it has to, but with the intention of back after the festival to see where we're at, as long as we don't forget that that's where it came from, obviously we won't. And, yeah, I don't see there being a problem with it, but we can get anybody else's take on it. Anybody else have an opinion? One other thing, I'll bring this up. Holly, I'm sorry, do you have anything else? Go ahead.
I don't think I do.
I want to bring this up with you here. One thing I looked into, I knew someone who worked at the IRS lawyer for looking into a a grant writer position, and it sort of fell through. I haven't been able to get anything. However, I've met someone else who I have another friend whose sister has successfully written grants and has done a number of them, successful with them. So I'm gonna look into that as well. I just haven't gotten a chance to email her and sort of get her on the phone, but I hope to have something about that soon. So I am still following that up. Richard, have you had a chance to do anything?
My contact has been super busy with their annual show, but afterwards, which is 2 weeks from now, I have an appointment to sit down with Jessica and talk to her about all that.
That'd be great. If you can make it work, make it happen for the next meeting so we have something to discuss it, but, you know, maybe we have somewhere to go on that.
Okay.
I'll be up and hopefully have something by then as well. Yeah, just sort of wanted to bring that up, but you know that's in there. We're looking at that. That has to do with finance a little bit, Holly, so I wanted to let you know that was in there as well.
Okay.
Holly. Nope. Okay, well, thanks, Holly.
No problem. I'll hang for the rest of the call if that's all right.
Yeah, sure. You're welcome. He submitted his festival report. I'm assuming everybody's read that. Does anybody else want to give any reports?
I'll do a video report. Really quick. Basically, you know, the DVDs are out. They're delivered. Sandy delivered all the overseas ones. They're in the store. We're ready to... discuss next year's contract. And I know that that's, you know, part and parcel to another motion that we have sitting on the table right now about not having a DVD anymore. As somebody pointed out, I think it was Steve Ron, kind of listened to last month's conference call and summed up some of the numbers involved with the DVD. And he pointed out, as I did, that if we were only looking at a $7,000 loss, potential loss on the DVD, that we would have to spend, you know, something like half of that anyway to get the shows professionally recorded, to get the championships professionally recorded. So we're only looking at a $3,500 loss there. I've been working on reducing the other $3,500, and I think I can. But really, I'm not willing to go into final talks with Ivan about next year's contract until he gets paid for last year. So that's kind of what's hanging that up there. But I think we can take a good chunk out of that $3,500 and make it so that you know, we're only predicting a couple of thousand dollars loss on the DVD. And for doing one of our primary functions, I think we can deal with that. So I guess we'll just have to go over that next thing.
This is in a little bit with Varia here. With the two, we're talking about the festival DVD and the table position. Hopefully we'll have more on that for meeting, and wish everybody will make a decision on it next meeting, and hopefully have more people here so we can actually... anything else, John? Right. Anybody else have any other motion or reports? I can tell you that the
Ken Ferris,
the stage championship, the stuff is up and running. and registration stuff is up on the internet. Any questions on that? Should be. Anybody else have any other reports?
I have nothing this month. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
And concerning the magazine stuff?
Yeah, because I've gotten enough feedback from the members. I mean, this isn't really a report. I mean, it's almost more Varia, but I've gotten enough feedback from members that the general statement is if we get rid of the magazine, they're out.
Right.
I don't mean get rid of any magazine. I mean get rid of the print magazine as it is.
Right.
So we're in a situation here. And my plan of attack really kind of changed once I started hearing that.
Well, I think, you know, those points we made before, why get rid of one of the things we have that's a tangible benefit? We need, if we're going to look to make changes, I think we need to look at, you know, increases in income and maybe increasing more, you know, giving possibly more benefits. But, I guess the thing to do is, next thing to do is just, you know, find out our cost options. And I know Kim was looking into some stuff, too. Have you talked to her about that at all?
She sent me some stuff, but the picture is not 100% complete, so it's really just going to require the two of us having a call. But I also want to set up something with Holly and John at the same time.
Okay.
Simply because, you know, I look at Holly's spreadsheet, and it's pretty clear and everything, but at the same time, it's still not a spreadsheet that I made, so I don't know all the subtle nuances of it, and vice versa. So I just want everyone who has something of value to add in on the talk.
Okay. Well, then would that be something you need to do on a conference call?
Yeah, I'm already trying to set it up. They don't know about it, but I'm already trying to set it up. So.
Okay, and if you need to use the conference call, the AccuConference, you can do that as well, Anthony.
Okay.
You need to, or if you guys just want to call each other and do that, that's fine as well.
Okay.
If it needs to be something that's a conference call, whatever, we can make that happen as well. So, so I guess, yeah, I think we're sort of getting on crunch time on this stuff.
Absolutely.
And hopefully by next month we have a couple things together with the grant writer and maybe some more ideas about where we want to go. And I think we just have to sort of push everybody to think about it, because we're going to have to make decisions sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's just a reminder, to continue with Alan. We need to sign a contract within 3 months of this one ending.
Okay, so that gives us to what, September?
Something of that nature, yes.
Okay, yep. Yeah, we're sort of mixing reports and Varia here since we...
I apologize. I knew that was going to happen, though.
No, we don't have any motions. It doesn't really matter, so... And it's kind of all mixed together.
Anthony, let me just tell you that, you know, and anybody who happens to be listening to this recording later on, that it's been a lot of people's opinion for a long time that there's a breaking point for this organization.
Absolutely.
You know, the breaking point is the magazine. At some point, we absolutely will come to a point of membership where we have to say we cannot afford the magazine. And at that same point, when we drop the magazine, most of our membership is going to turn around and say we can no longer afford to be members of the IJA.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. Not most of the members. Not most of the members that are...
I just want you to, you know, understand that it may very well be that time. We may be at that crunch point. You know, it's not something we can avoid forever. I think, you know, it's not realistic to hope that we're suddenly going to get more members or increase our revenue source somehow. I guess the Hail Mary pass of all that is the grant writing. You know, if we can get some decent grant writing, there's a chance there. But short of that, the magazine is in a lot of trouble right now.
Well, the other thing to point out, John, you know, just again, the reason why I want you and Holly in on this call is because I'm a freaking engineer. I'm not a finance guy. But if you're looking at the breakdown that Alan sent, there's almost, I mean, even a digital magazine or an online magazine, you're still going to have a good bulk of that cost associated with it. It's not like we're going to just get rid of the magazine cost altogether by going to some other format.
Exactly. Right.
So.
Right. Correct.
And that's where I'm at. I'm coming to that head and realizing that it's just I don't know if there's a real answer.
Right. Yeah, I'll be happy to go over it all with you.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Any other questions, opinions, answers? Okay. All right, let's move on. Nomination oversight. If nobody wants to do the nomination oversight for next year, I'll take it over. I've been copied on this stuff. And, Martin, you've only received two nominations, correct? Or accepted nominations. Martin? Martin's not here.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I'm looking at the phone numbers online. Make sure you're still here. That's why I was looking, taking a second. Okay. So, I'll talk to you, but I'll be copied in on stuff. I'll make sure I'm copied in and let David know, but I'll do the oversight on that and make sure that goes through. Festival DVD we talked about, grant writer position, World Juggling Day budget. What was our budget for this last year? I know we went over this, but...
Last year it was $1,000. And I don't think they spent it all. I think they spent like $800.
Okay. And that was most of that was for the T-shirts, correct?
Right.
Most of the product, not actual cost.
Sorry?
Most of the expenses, product, not cost.
I'm not understanding what you're saying, Martin.
Yeah.
Sorry, suddenly a band started playing where I was. Can you? I'm literally a live band with lots of loud drumming. I'm trying to get, you know, anyway. Most of the cost has been from inventory, not actual cost in funds to the IGA.
Okay.
But we send T-shirts and DVDs, which don't really cost us anything, and memberships, which don't really cost us anything.
Well, that's true, though, Martin, because the T-shirts are specifically World Juggling Day T-shirts that we have printed for that event.
Yeah.
But that does cost us.
Yes, the T-shirt printing does cost us some. And that's, in fact, that's the one cost. I was speaking of festival T-shirts that we had left over. The T-shirt printing, the World Juggling Day T-shirts, if we get them printed, if we want to save money, we should just avoid printing World Juggling Day T-shirts. I'm not sure they've been such a great thing for the years.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty much the whole issue of the budget is should we have World Juggling Day T-shirts or not?
Which, let me put it this way, is anybody greatly in favor of keeping World Juggling Day T-shirts? Okay, I'm in agreement with the silence there, but...
But here's the thing. I have nothing against World Juggling Day T-shirts, but in a year where we're projecting a $40,000 loss for the organization, it doesn't really seem, you know, so responsible to authorize a budget for World Juggling Day when it doesn't really need a budget. You know?
I agree, but I also don't have a problem paying some nominal shipping if that encourages people to give out stuff we already have. And if it means a membership or two, that's fine. And if it means some other stuff we have left over in the store, that's fine too. If is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so
We don't need, you know, that's not part of a budget. That's just
right.
That's just Sandy, you know, sending a bunch of stuff to Adria. You know what I mean?
Well, then I say just continue. That'll continue that, and we'll sort of. I guess we don't really need to. I guess. Since we haven't voted, nobody's proposed it, we don't have a World Juggling Day budget, and we'll just let Adria know if she wants stuff, we can have Sandy send it out.
Yeah, I guess what bothers me, though, is that Adria already said on the forum that if we don't give her a budget, she's going to she's going to donate herself and send out the T-shirts. And that's okay if she's doing it because she really wants to donate, but I hate to see her get, you know, feel like she's in a corner or something like that.
Yeah. I don't think that's something she has to do. In fact, you know, I mean, kind of goes back to the issue of, you know, should she be putting out something from the IJA if it's not going through the board? And, you know, not that I think there probably will be a problem, but, you know, there's always the possibility of what if it's something that we wouldn't necessarily, the board wouldn't necessarily approve of.
I think it goes to John's point. If she really has a desire to donate, she needs to donate to our operating budget, not World Juggling Day.
Right. She would donate to the budget, and World Juggling Day would still operate the same way.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's.
I guess I'm okay with it as long as Chuck, would you mind, you know, maybe emailing her and making sure she understands that she doesn't have to donate anything? And, you know, we feel like we can't authorize a budget this year. And if she gets by without T-shirts, that's fine. You know, but
I'll send you an email. I'll copy you on it because you better of a personal relationship with her, too. So just in case there's anything I miss or something like that. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
I really don't know her that well, but that's fine. Yeah, so I believe that is everything. Hello? The last thing to do is to schedule the next meeting. We just look at a tentative date, and I want to confirm that with everybody else then. But,
Sure.
Next month, I can't do the 22nd. I can do the 15th or the 29th.
I'm cool with either of those.
15th is good.
Yeah.
I'm good for either one.
Okay. So let's tentatively schedule for March. We'll schedule it for March 15th.
April 15th.
I'm sorry, April 15th. I'm actually writing March, so cross that out. We'll schedule the next meeting for April 15th. And we'll approve both the minutes, the two sets of minutes then as well. Now I'll check it with Kim.
We can share tax stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evan, too. I'm going to. No, has anybody heard from Kevin Axtell?
Nothing.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to make a phone call in the next week or so, see if I can get a hold of him, see what's going on with him. So we'll see if we can get something from him.
Yeah, you know. Chuck, if you do, tell him there's one matter that we really need to talk to him on.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was wondering if you talked to him at all.
No, not at all.
That's one of the reasons why I want to call him. So I'll let you know. Trust me, I'll let you know what's going on.
Cool.
Okay. So anything else before we adjourn?
Congratulations, Chuck.
On what? The shortest meeting?
No. Proving to us that you are straight.
Oh, thank you. those of you who don't know, my grandfather at my wedding, on a microphone, when they asked him what the key to a successful marriage was, and his answer was, "We're just glad Chuck is straight." So I was able to call him and give him "I told you I was not gay" comment, which he equally enjoyed. So yeah. That's what that's from. So. Anyway, all right, well, no other IJA business. I guess we'll move on here, and
all right.
I'll move to adjourn.
All right, second.
Again. All right, meeting is adjourned at 8:38, and we'll deal with these other issues via email and forum. So, all right, guys.
Thanks, bye.
Good catch.
Bye, everyone. Bye.